This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong protesters carrying American flags and banners appealing to President Donald Trump have rallied in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The pro-democracy protesters marched to the U.S. consulate to thank America for approving legislation last week that would sanction Hong Kong and Chinese officials for any human rights abuses in the city. Some held banners reading, "President Trump, please liberate Hong Kong," and "Let's make Hong Kong great again." This protester urged the U.S. to continue taking action against China.
"Just stay with Hong Kong and free Hong Kong and peace, boycott China."
Demonstrators want to keep pressure on city leader Carrie Lam after pro-democracy candidates won a landslide victory in a district council election a week ago. The protests kicked off in June following a mainland extradition bill, which many see as an erosion of rights and freedoms under China. I'm Sarah Bassett.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a strong statement to world leaders on Sunday ahead of a climate conference in Madrid. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
"We are confronted now with a global climate crisis. And the point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us."
With regions on every continent experiencing extreme weather, from wildfires to floods, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres delivered a sharp rebuke to world leaders on Sunday.
"Until now, our efforts to reach these targets have been utterly inadequate."
Guterres was speaking on the eve of a UN climate summit in Madrid, at which world leaders will be under pressure to do more.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. You're listening to VOA News. Israel has announced a plan for a new Jewish settlement in the West Bank city of Hebron, which is holy to both Jews and Muslims and is a longtime flashpoint for violence. Palestinian officials condemned the move. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel's new defense minister, Naftali Bennett, announced his approval for a new Jewish neighborhood in Hebron, where about 1,000 Jews live surrounded by 200,000 Palestinians. He said the settlement, which will be built near the city's old market, will double the number of Jewish settlers in Hebron. Jewish hardliners welcomed the move. The Jewish Committee of Hebron called it an act of historic justice, saying the market has been under Jewish ownership since the early 19th century. But Palestinians sharply condemned the Israeli decision. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Arafat blamed the U.S. for the move, saying it was, quote, "the first tangible result of the U.S. decision to legitimize colonization." Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iraq's parliament voted to accept the resignation of the prime minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Friday. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Iraq's parliament voted to accept the resignation of the prime minister Adel Abdul Mahdi on Friday, following weeks of violent demonstrations. But for some, it's not enough. This protester said the whole government needs to go, describing them as all thieves. Iraqi forces have killed nearly 400, mostly young, unarmed demonstrators since mass anti-government protests broke out 2 months ago. More than a dozen members of the security forces have also died in clashes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. 10 people were wounded near New Orleans' French Quarter on Sunday. And when gunfire broke out, New Orleans Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson.
"Our officers were out here throughout this entire incident, within feet when this incident occurred. Unfortunately, there were so many people out here who were unable to determine who was actually firing these shots at that time."
He said he's been asking the public to use common sense.
"Please leave your guns at home. This is something that we've been messaging throughout this entire week. And unfortunately, well, we still have those individuals who choose to involve in criminal activity."
Hours later, in another part of town, another shooting killed two men and wounded two other people. Police said both shootings remain under investigation. They are not believed to be connected. Albania's prime minister is calling on the international community for financial aid and expert assistance to help the country recover from last week's 6.4 magnitude earthquake that killed 51 people and left thousands homeless. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.